Thanks, Rob.
Hey, Rob. John over at Local Splash. How's it going, sir?
Yeah. Good.
Hey, good to hear. Good to hear. Rob, I missed you the other day here, so I hope I kind of called you on the fly here just to see if you might have a couple minutes here to go ahead and further discuss about the Google listing. All right, beautiful.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, before I get started with anything here, did you have any questions or concerns that I can address for you? Or?
Yeah, all of them. I mean, money.
Okay.
How does it work? I mean,
yeah. All right, yeah, let's recap on everything here. I know we kind of discussed quite a lot of different avenues for your company on there, right?
I don't remember any of them.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's been quite some time here. Let's start off with this, because we have multiple packages available for you, but I can still apply all the promotions to each package anyway. It's my job, though, is to make sure that you have the right package that's not going to bleed out money in the back end, but also make sure that you're going to get a good return in the front end there. That way, because it's month-to-month, there's no contracts with us, right? All calls come to you directly. There's no pay-per-lead or anything like that, pay-per-call, click, nothing like that, the flat rate. So how far out are you willing to travel for the customers? Are you still trying to stay local, like a 15-mile radius? Or?
Well, I stay just in Vancouver and surrounding areas, so Clark County.
Okay, Clark County. Gotcha. That takes a big thing because, if you're going really far out, then I would suggest different packages for you on there. Okay, so that kind of gives me a better clue on here. Now, far as social media or marketing, are you currently doing anything for the business at the moment?
I don't have anything other than I have my site at House, HOUZZ, that they host a website, and I get calls off of it.
Okay, nice. So website is great. I mean, that's awesome. But and I see it right here, right? When I type in your business name, it goes right there. So that's good. At least you have something there because Google, if someone clicks on or their referral and they type in your business name, at least they have you. You'd be surprised how many business owners don't even have that, and it shows a whole other company, and it just missed opportunities. Here's the thing, though. We want to make sure we're targeting customers that don't know who you are. So how we do this is by the right keywords in the areas that you want to service to. So we actually go to details, right? Let's say you want to service just a specific county or a zip code or city, or you want to spread your wings out. We'll have a team available for you Monday through Friday just to make sure to keep everything up to date, make those modifications, so that way you're getting the results you're looking for. Okay. Now, let's say a customer.
I've done this. I understand what you're saying. So really what it comes down to me is
price.
It's a month to month. It's how much it costs, and I'll just keep track of it. If I don't get phone calls, then I won't use you. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you.
So how is that set up, and how is the pay done, and what do you need for me to get started?
Yes, sir. So it's month to month at only $249 a month. And that's more than a 50% discounted rate from our normal pricing. And it stays like that for the life of you being with us. So you never have to worry about the price moving up.
Got it.
Yes, sir. Now, as far as, website and stuff, yeah, we're going to make sure we set up a time and day when you're available as well for our team to introduce themselves with you, go over how often you want your ads to promote, how often you want us to, do a change up certain things and details like that for you as well. Okay, Rob? This also includes target marketing ads through social media on Facebook. Do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
Yeah, I don't want to do Facebook.
Okay. You don't have to. It's just there if you ever need it to do that. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I just want to make sure
it's there. Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have to let you know. All right.
Sure.
So, Rob, based off of pricing and everything, you already know everything about this. You see value on that. Is this something you'd like to move forward with, or do you have more questions for me?
Yeah, I do. So the phone number that they're dialing is a number that you own that is forwarded to my phone number? How is this working?
No, not at all. They're going to call you.
My actual phone number.
Yes, sir. I was going to get to that right now, actually. So how do you want to be contacted by your customers? We put that out. If you want to be text, phone call, email, all three, does not matter. It's going directly to you, never through a third
party. Yeah, all three is fine.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then, Robert, I'm going to make sure I'm horrible with spelling, so please don't laugh. I'm already laughing. Am I spelling your name correctly? R-O-B-E-R-T?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And is the last name, is it Burrington? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And I want to make sure, after everything, after even after paying me here, Robert, I want to make sure that you see everything on paper through email and text, okay? So I like to keep that promise. The email that I could send it to or for your invoice, is it robert.burrington@outlook.com?
It is.
Okay. And then the next part is for Google. So I'm going to need your help with this. Correct me if I'm wrong. I got the business name as VDC Builders, comma, Inc., and you got the period at the end. Do I have
There's
that correct?
There's no comma.
There's no comma. Okay, perfect.
It's VDC space Builders space Inc.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you, sir. And now for getting verified on Google, they do need to have a physical address to make sure that make that happen. It does not mean. Okay. It doesn't mean you have to put it on as public, though. What's the address
care.
That you
it's
like
fine.
To? Okay.
It's 14308.
Okay.
Northeast Powers, Powers Street. Vancouver, 98682.
You said it was northeast, right? Just to make sure I have east
yeah.
in here, too.
Northeast Power Street.
All right. Boom, boom, boom. Vancouver. And 98682, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Boom. Let me put this here. Awesome, sir. So now, the next thing is, do you have an hour window to speak with our team so they can go over in further detail of everything as well with you? I just want to make sure I'm setting this up so that way we don't lose a spot here. I can start up as early as tomorrow if you'd like.
No, it's not going to happen for the next couple of days. It won't
okay.
happen until after
yeah.
Christmas. But
that's all right. Yeah, as long as I put this in here, that way they are working on things and be able to talk to you in further detail of anything else you would like to add as well, too. After Christmas, are you thinking like the Tuesday, the 26th? Or
yeah, they can
go.
Give me a call. I don't
okay.
need to be at a computer. Do I need to be at a computer?
Not at all. No, not at all.
Yeah, they can call anytime.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Now, let's see. I'm just going to go ahead and send you an email, and I'm going to send that same email to our team. It's going to be as a Google invite. Just all you need to do is hit yes. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, though. Okay, so it's very important that they show you that. Let me see here. Why is this not changing? Here we go. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. Okay, so let's see. Would, I don't know, morning be better for you or evening, though?
Probably later in the afternoon. I don't know where they're going to be calling from, but.
They're in California,
where,
so.
Where are they calling
Pacific.
From? California? Yeah, well, they're
yeah
by time,
same
yeah.
time.
Yeah, afternoon
yeah.
be better. 3 o'clock on.
3 o'clock on? Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'll put it in anytime. They'll call you in between from 3 to 4 on there, okay? So give me 2 seconds. I'll send that out to you. If for any reason that you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, they'll be happy to accommodate for you on that and reschedule. Just got to make sure the communication is strong and let them know, okay? All right. I'm sending it to you right now. Let me know once you got it. Okay, there we go. And I'm going to put a reminder for them right now.
Yeah, I got it here. Just
okay,
hit yes.
beautiful. Yeah, just hit yes. Nothing further than that, though, okay?
All right, I hit yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you, sir. Now, the next part, again, this is all for Google, but I want to make sure you understand that it's not like you're going to be married to this. So anytime you need to make adjustments and stuff, just let us know. We can make that happen. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't care. They can call me anytime.
All right, I'll put 24/7. If it needs to change, then we'll go ahead and make that modification for you as well, okay?
Sure.
And then... as far as the distance, okay, now I remember you mentioning a few specific areas as well. I can go details. We can talk about another time on Tuesday next week, or, I mean, I could put it as what, like 30 miles out? What do you think?
Well, I live right on the border. I'm 2 miles from Oregon. We don't work in Oregon.
Yeah.
So
okay.
on the Washington side from where I'm at, I mean, I really wouldn't travel farther than probably 20 miles. I'm on a job right now that's way up in the middle of nowhere, and that's 19 miles from here.
Okay.
So what? I don't know, 25 miles.
Okay. So I'll put 25 miles out, but I'm going to put not in Oregon. Oregon.
Yeah, no Oregon.
Area. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they can change that or how they work. But yeah, I don't. We're not licensed in Oregon. We don't work in Oregon any longer.
No worries. Yeah, we actually are able to exclude specific areas too. So even within that 25 miles out in your direction, we want to make sure if you're like, hey, John, this area is just not for me over here. It's not that profitable. We can exclude that too. So yeah, we're very flexible with that. Talking about the customers here, how do you accept payment from them? Do you accept it by cash only? Do you accept check, credit card, or Zelle or anything like that?
No, we check or credit card. I mean, mostly it's check, but you know, all those things are changing today. There's a lot of direct deposit going on.
Really
how they're set up, it doesn't matter to me. We don't accept cash.
Sound thing. Yeah, okay. I'll make sure I put note on that. And then the website that you showed me from House, that's through that company there. I mean, is that something in need for you that you feel – talk to me about this website.
I don't know. What do you mean? Yeah, it works for me. I've signed good work off
of it. Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, great. I just want to make sure
that advertising that I had. I've been with HomeAdvisor/Angie now years and years ago, and they were my sole form of advertising. They were very, very profitable. We've just gotten busy enough to where I don't do it. I mean, almost all of our work is word of mouth, and then it's filled in with my house site. I went back to Angie here a few months ago on a very, very small monthly budget just to fill in some leads. If by chance something came through that I liked, I would go take a look at it, but I don't respond to most of them, and it's only a couple leads a month. But I mean, my point with doing this is I would turn that off.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. I mean, a lot of the leads, they are very open about this as well, where it's coming from Google. They're buying it off of Google and then selling it off to you and several other businesses. So it's like, why do that when you can skip the middleman and trying to race to call a customer down when the customers can chase you down instead? You know, conversations are way different.
Sure.
Yeah,
even as frustrating as HomeAdvisor or Angie may be, how many different people you may have to go see for a job, it's still the turnover. I've honestly never been involved in anything with a turnover as good and a profit rate as good as HomeAdvisor. And I'm not kidding, I've been doing this 30 years. It's not even close.
Wow.
If I spend $3,000 a month on HomeAdvisor, I mean, so $36,000 for the year would net you $1.5-2 million worth of work. And that's no joke. I'm telling you the truth. I don't do it anymore because I don't even want that much work, and I spend too much time bidding. Now now their price has gone way up.
Yeah.
Their leads are very expensive, but it doesn't matter. In today's construction climate, one good lead for what we do, like an addition or kitchen or something like that, that costs you $150, there's $50,000 in it.
Right.
Who cares if you have to do 30 of them to get one?
Right,
it's a grind. I don't want to do that either. I want people to call me directly, so I don't have to advertise like that anymore. I got enough work going on and people call, but I'm always interested in the best jobs that are out there.
Yes, sir. Who isn't? Yes, sir. I agree. Well, I mean, you see value in all this stuff, so I think it's just going to work out perfectly.
I'll tell you something else just about in the past, and I'm not trying to be negative.
Yeah.
I've never had a return on investment for what you're selling me. And
really?
I'm not kidding you on that either. I've gone through no less than 10 companies over 30 years telling me what they're going to sell me online and how they're going to build my Google profile and all these people are going to call me and inundate me with work. Not true. So I'm just going to be honest with you. I'll be talking to you monthly. I'll tell you how many people are calling me. It's only $249. Who cares? That's like two leads from HomeAdvisor. The money's not the issue. It's, does it work?
Exactly. We're a results-driven company, and I love the fact that you said that you're going to communicate with us, because that's actually one of the biggest things I tell every business owner that I present this to and that join our family here. I say, please, make sure you stay in communication with us, because it's your company. We tailor it to your business, right? If we're not doing something right, then we want to make sure we're doing it right. How we do that is by communicating with you to make that happen. At the same time, we're never going to do something without your permission either, right? We're not going to put something out there and say, oh, yeah, he might like this. No, never. So I'm glad that you mentioned your communication is strong. So that's how this does well.
Okay.
Now, far as I want to make sure that our team is on the same page when they talk to you on Tuesday. They're not starting from scratch. They're going to know exactly how to help you and what you do. What's some services that you want to be found for most importantly that's going to bring you most profits there, sir?
Oh, we do new home construction, additions, bathrooms, kitchens, remodeling in general.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there's nothing that we don't do, but it just, yeah, all of it.
Okay. Interior, exterior, I'll say
sure.
Living spaces, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure whatever customers may like put in on Google or these directories, we want to make sure you're not missing that opportunity. Because we know, yeah, we know that the demand is strong. We just want to make sure it's funneled to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more. That way they can bring that up, that topic up for you on that Tuesday to see if they may even have some other suggestions as well, too, that could help even further, okay?
Sure.
All right. And then I believe that is it. Okay, so I'm going to send this over to them. The next part is that voice verification I was telling you about where everything is recorded. I'm going to give you a phone number as well beforehand, so that way, knock on wood, but just in case if you do decide to part ways, there's no cancellation fees, and I tell you exactly how to do that under the recording as well, too. Okay?
Sure.
So, now, without further ado, I will be asking a few questions in the beginning just to verify it. Try and answer as clear as possible. If you have questions for me, you know me. Stop me in my tracks and ask away, okay?
Here sure.
We go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
VDC Builders, Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Burrington, owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's very important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second on that. So it's very important that we're not having you fall for any traps out there, and we want to make sure that everything's very confidential no matter what. So after this recording, Rob, we're going to make sure we set up a security question and answer. You'll know it's us calling because we will never give out your answer. We will only ask the security question. Okay, I just want to make sure we're taking care of you in the right way. Okay, so I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 20th in a non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 20th of each month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number. I'll give you that number afterwards here. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful, sir. So that's that. I just want to make sure I put the pricing and everything as promised, okay? Rob, did you want me just to text you that number to make it easy so you could save it to your phone? Because it's voice activated.
No, you can give it to me.
All right. I'm ready. Here
no,
we go. So
you can give it to me.
Awesome. So it's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
Save as Local Splash because we'll be calling from that phone number from there on, okay? It is voice activated, like I said. So if you have wanted to add something else through on your Google Business profile or change out keywords or anything like that, just let them know, just say it out loud and they'll be able to have a team available for you, okay? We are closed weekends though. So the next part is the security question. You have three choices. You can make up any answer you want. Just please don't forget it because I don't want you locked out of your own account. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Yeah, mother's maiden name is fine.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
L-U-C as in Charlie, A-S as in Sam.
Perfect. And again, we will never say this learn out loud, so just letting you know, it can never change either. So if anyone tries to give you that answer, yeah, it's a red flag if not. Okay. Robert,
sure.
On the card that we're using today, is it just Robert Burrington, or is there a middle initial with that?
Well, it's VDC Builders in my name.
Okay, perfect. I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, though. Oh, wait.
It is.
Okay. It's not saving in here. Of course, that happens. Give me one second here. How did that happen there? Okay. Oh. All right, I do apologize, sir, but I'm going to have to go ahead and do the address one more time if that's all right.
Sure. 14308
okay.
Northeast Powers, Powers,
perfect.
Street, Vancouver,
okay.
98682.
All right, perfect. And the card that we're using today, is that to like a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Oh, it's a business Visa.
Business Visa it is. Okay. And put this up here. Okay, there we go. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4246.
Okay.
3153.
Okay.
4164.
All right.
4712.
Okay. And the expiration date on that?
0827.
Okay. There we go. And last but not least, the security code.
717.
Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, all right, now you know I'm not lying. We got you a really nice promotional rate here as well. I like to refresh the account just two times here just to make sure it stays that way. So give me 2 seconds here. I'm going to do one more time. Looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Robert, please stay on the phone with me. I like to keep to my promises here. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email here, okay? So whichever comes first, let me know so I could direct you to see that breakdown, okay? All right. It just went through on my side, so shortly here, let me know once something comes through to you. So, Robert, you're still there with me, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Nothing's coming
through
yet.
Okay, I just want to make sure you didn't think I hung up on you, you know? All right. Whew. All right, and let me check on my side here.
Email just came in.
Beautiful. All right. And in one of the emails,
just got a text message.
All right. However you want to make it, open it is going to be the same way, how it's going to look as well. If you go in the text or in the local splash initial invoice email, there's a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Once you click on that, you'll see the breakdown of everything we discussed plus, oh wait, actually. All right, I'll leave note on here to make sure that Facebook ads is not in there for you because we don't want Facebook. I do remember this as well, too, so I'm glad I look into here. I'll let their team know to make sure not to add that in there for you, okay? Now, there's other packages that are going to be in there of sort descriptions to let you know and say, hey, listen, if you want to upgrade, this is available and this is what it includes. please, again, let me know if that happens, though, so that I can apply that promotional rate for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. You can read through it. I'll be here with you. And if you have questions, I'm there. But at the bottom there, there's two checkboxes you have to click. Everybody misses it. And you're going to type in your name, exactly how it shows on the card, first and last name, and let me know where it takes you next.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. And then did it take you anywhere after that, or?
I'm on a login page.
Perfect. There you go. All right. So leave that alone. Next week when our team calls in, they're going to call from that 877 number first off, and they're going to give you that login and password because that's your dashboard to keep track of all the analytics and see for yourself if fruition comes to play for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I was going to tell you this too. I tell everybody on this, if you want the max results on this, communicate with our team and also keep track of those analytics through that dashboard. That's how important that is, okay? But other than that, sir, welcome to the family. You know, congratulations. I know you had a big sour taste in the mouth from, you know, previous people you worked with, and challenge accepted.
No, it wasn't okay? The people. It just didn't work.
Yeah. Well, it's going to work very well with this, and I can attest to that from being here for so long, but it's up to – words mean nothing. It's actions. So we'll make sure and make this happen for you, sir. We'll talk to you next week. So until then, stay safe and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy holidays. Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.